so very well spoken. And, you know, I've seen a couple of his posts on Facebook, and, you know, he speaks the truth.
He's like the easiest going guy too. Like,
oh, absolutely.
He's very cool. All right, before we move on, I want to come back to the first caller that we touched on a little while ago. Tim, I believe, is your
Tim?
Name. Hold on. Tim, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Tim, give us your full name so I know who I'm talking to.
Tim Thomas.
Very cool, Tim Thomas. Well, welcome to the show. Now, obviously, you have some points of contention from what you heard this evening, and I gathered that in the full, like, 3 seconds that you screamed at me on the phone before.
Yeah, so, I had to get my point across, man. Like, everybody...
Hold on.
This Bri guy, man. Oh.
Wait. Hold on. You got to chill out, okay? Like, take a deep breath. Look, listen to you. Go like this. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, okay,
right?
No. Yeah, for sure. Okay. No, I've been frustrated all day knowing that they put the Gators down.
My man, good Lord, give me some of what you got there, because hold on, I need your energy. Chill out. Wait, I just want to go before you go on, all right, before I let you go. I want you to know, I know you have some points of contention, but let's just be respectful, okay?
No, 100%.
Okay.
I know,
so,
all right,
so
I posted some things online, but anyways.
So you've been working. Let's set this up. Wait, who are you now? Tim Thomas. You've been working at. You worked at Reptile Ocean for 13 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and under what capacity?
I handled every animal there. I pretty much did everything that had to be done. You know what I mean? I handle the animals. I clean the animals. I fed the animals. Everything that needed to be done, I did. I handled the rock many times. And unfortunately, the rock is the one that did this damage and caused this whole scene. But
so, tell me about the rock, then, since you know him or knew him. Like, was it a really big animal? Was it as big as you're saying it was?
Yeah, absolutely. It was. It had to be at least 14 feet. You know what I mean? And he was 100 pounds for sure, like they're seeing in the media.
Right.
So he was a big snake, and yes, he is an African rock. He is vicious. That's why, like, Bri was talking a while ago, and he was saying stuff like, oh, the conditions were this, the conditions were that. Listen, every animal in that place was under two locks, okay? There's that lock that you slide over, and you just put in, well, I don't know what the hell it's called, plus under a master lock and key. Every animal was under a lock and key. And, like, I'm all over my Facebook, I'm telling everybody, listen, out of the whole building, there's three floors, okay? This rock happened to find the very, very one flaw in the whole building, which caused an unfortunate accident.
What was
and
the
it's
flaw?
Really,
I mean,
really
are familiar,
tragic.
Are you familiar with the quote flaw? What was the flaw?
It was like, a flaw. It was actually a flaw. Yeah, I mean...
Was it a hole?
Elaborate.
No, it's a fan. It's a ventilation fan that's in the ceiling, okay? Now, I'm not sure if it was me that took that fan out because it had burnt out. I'm not sure if it was me that took that fan out or maybe somebody had taken the fan out and forgot to cover it up, replace it, or what. But, I mean, nobody would ever – this is like a one-in-a-million shot deal that this would actually happen. And – It did. Unfortunately, it did. But that was the only cage in the whole building that this could have happened. And, I mean, that's the exact same cage. We had a green anaconda in there. And she was in there for 2-3 years. She never got through that. She never thought about it. It just so happened that the African rock did find it and did manage to do what she did. Now, where she snuck out of, and everybody said, okay, the ceiling fell in, this and that. It's drop ceiling, okay? It's drop ceiling. You put a pound on that, and that little tile is going to fall out. You know what I mean? So just that right there, like that, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out myself, but.
Yeah, no, I understand, man. This is, you know, and especially being involved with this firsthand, it's got to be tough. What were some
of
the other animals that you took care of there?
The gators, which they killed this morning, which I'm enraged about.
Were they easygoing gators, or are they
absolutely? I have video. One of my buddies, actually, it's a guy from San Francisco that came up not long ago, and he's got a girlfriend. I'm pretty sure it's in Moncton. It's I forget the name of the site again, but I can find it. Anyways, he came up, and his girlfriend took videos, and we're all there. And we're actually petting the gators, and one of them is named Junior. The biggest guy was Junior. And we have video of us just sitting there petting him in his pond. You know what I mean? And they're not wicked whatsoever. They're so docile. They're so used to humans. I got pictures on my Facebook. We emptied the pond. We cleaned the whole pond. We painted the whole pond. And they did not come near us whatsoever. These gators did not deserve to get shot. This is animal cruelty. Well, I'm saying shot. That's what I'm speculating. They're saying it's veterinary that did it, but I don't believe that.
What about the Cuban croc? I mean, I saw a picture of a decent-sized Cuban croc in there.
Well, if you guys would go on my Facebook, I actually have a video of the Cuban croc eating a salmon. He was very, best word to say is aggressive, vicious, if you want. He is a very aggressive crocodile, which they're known to be. They're 20 times more vicious than the alligators.
It's fiery.
Sorry, we're just talking about Cubans. They're horrible. Anyway, go ahead.
Fiery.
But yeah, okay. Before we keep going, let me say one thing. My heart goes out to Mandy and her kids. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
This is her loss. Okay.
Yeah.
First and foremost, it's her loss. That's, you know what I mean. It's unfathomable to think about that.
Absolutely.
And she knows, but she's not even mad at Jean-Claude for this. You know what I mean? Her heart goes out to him too, and he's going through hell right now. Everybody's trashing JC, and I heard Bri the other night. Okay, I went down on your page and I listened to Bri, and he was hoping it was a murder. That is crap. That is not something you say in a situation like this. This guy should not be saying stuff like this. That is total crap. You know what I mean? Like he should not have said that.
No, that's fine. I mean, you know, I'm sure it struck a personal chord with you, especially knowing JC and working with him. So, I mean, what's your take on this whole situation then? I mean, you knew the snake, you knew it could happen. Do you think that snake is capable of killing, you know, children at that age?
Well, obviously yes, because it did happen. Right. Obviously yes. You know what I mean? It happened. And Bri's talking about bite marks and blood and stuff like that. I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know if he's trying to make a name for himself or what he's doing. But, yes, my concept was, this is the first thing I thought of whenever I heard the whole story and all the facts, that the snake came through the drop ceiling. And everybody's wondering, okay, well, why didn't JC hear it, okay? JC is all the way at the other end of the building. And like Bri told you, it is a big building. It's huge, okay?
Yeah.
And where his bedroom is, he always shuts his door at night. And yes, there were three children in there. His son was sleeping with them. He woke up in the middle of the night, and he went to sleep with JC. So maybe his son closed the door, okay? Now,
gotcha.
If that snake fell through the drop ceiling, went on top of them, between the both of them, they must be 80 pounds tops between the both of them. Maybe they got up and the snake got startled and just wrapped around him and constricted. And they're known for that. And like I said, they were not at no animal sanctuary or whatever. JC has a farm. He has all kinds of animals up there. And that's where he houses his feeding material, which are rabbits, rats, all that for the animals. So you have little kids. And for his smaller snakes that he has there, he does feed them baby rats live. Everything else, they're dead whenever we feed them. But little kids like to play with baby rats, which is normal. So maybe they had them on them, and the snake just found the scent and went towards them. But I can't see there's no coroner's report that said they actually got bit. Not on news yet. No media ever said that yet.
Okay. No, Tim, the reason I'm asking you is your experience is really important in this, being somebody that worked with the animals firsthand. As many of us know, these animals are all kind of individuals. You know, African rock pythons, I want to kind of correct you a little bit and say that for the most part, a lot of people consider them aggressive. I think they're more defensive than aggressive, because I think like an African rock, I've not had the pleasure of finding one in Africa, but I think if you saw one, you can kind of walk away from it without it coming after you and chasing you, you know, it's just an animal being defensive. But I appreciate, you know, your experience with these animals, because as we all know as keepers, you know, we all tend to know these animals, and I'm assuming after working, you know, for 13 years, you got that animals had been around for a majority of that time, I think, right? It was like
I got a few things I have to elaborate on too. Is like
go ahead.
The gators, the Gators, they were in a perfect home. They had a huge pool that was probably like 10 feet deep, and they had a basking place. They can go bask underneath the heat lamps. They were perfect where they were. Why did the RCMP or the DNR have to euthanize these Gators? There was no right in that whatsoever. And like I told the media today, but they didn't play that part when I said it, I went there today to pick up JC's Jeep. They wouldn't even give me the key. So I was talking to a DNR guy, and I asked him if they shot it or a vet did it. He said a vet. I never seen no vet around when I was there. So then I got upset. I called him a liar. You know what I mean? And I don't believe that they were actually put down by a vet. I believe they were shot. That's my opinion.
Which is a possibility.
But,
I mean,
but the thing is everybody that was down there, like two nights ago, the guy said, the guy from Ontario said, okay, yeah, we're here. I forget his name again, Bruce or whatever it was. Anyways, he says, yeah, we have the large alligators, and he says, we're ready to haul them out, and we're going to send them to a nice place or whatever. He said, we might need some heavy equipment to get them out. Now, why didn't they know that night that they had no place to put them? Why just the next day? My speculation is the people that they had there were – they're used to working with small animals or reptilians or only with venomous snakes. Now, I think everybody that was there, once they seen the size of them, the gravity of the situation, and the small space that they did have to take them out, that they said, to hell with it, we're going to kill them. Straight up. That's my opinion. Now, I told him 3 days ago, this happened Monday, it was Tuesday I went down. I said, if you guys need any help, call me, I will go down, I will catch them, I will tape them up, and then after that you guys can haul them out. No problem. Or if you guys need, rip the place apart, rip the roof off, do what you got to do. JC would rather have them have the building ripped apart and his gators be saved than them killed. And I talked to him today, and he said that's the exact truth, that he would rather have his building ripped apart to shreds and take them out by crane or anything. But no, they came to the conclusion that they should be dead.
Wow, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, it's a really tough situation.
I watched the news today, and I seen them haul no Junior, okay? And Junior was like the nicest alligator ever. And it brought tears to my eyes. And when I went down there tonight, I went to go get JC's Jeep, but I told myself I wasn't going in. But I went in, and I looked at the gator pond, and I seen it empty. Tears came to my eyes, man. Tears literally came to my eyes because they were my pets for 13 years. You know what I mean? And they had no right to kill these animals. And this Bry guy going on saying the conditions in the place wasn't all that. Listen, if you check out our local news, our Global, CTV, and CBC, every reporter on there said that the DNR and the CBC said that every cage was up to par. The animals were perfectly healthy. Bry, whatever he said, it's garbage.
No, in his defense, he actually said that the cages were pretty impressive. He said that the construction in the cages was pretty impressive as well.
And he was talking about the electrical. What is he talking about? The electrical company was in there 2 years ago. And because he had to get all his alarm systems and everything all up to par, they were in there, they did an inspection, and he got a full – everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. He got an okay for everything. There was no electrical matters here, no splicing here, none of this crap, man. That's – no.
I can understand your frustration, man. You know, you were very close to the situation. From what I understand, you definitely still worked there. You have a familiarity with these animals that no one else in the world except for JC really has. I couldn't imagine as a zookeeper, I couldn't imagine, taking a look and seeing your animals on TV being killed.
It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I have 5 dogs and 3 cats. I'm a hardcore animal lover. I wouldn't want to see any animal in the world get hurt. And reptiles just brought a new sensation to my life. Which, you know what I mean? It's like I grew up with dogs all my life, and boom, now I get to work with reptiles. I was really happy. And all the time that they were there, I worked with them, I was really happy. And to know that these alligators got taken out in such a vicious manner because the people that they had there didn't have the experience to do it the right way, it's unfathomable. And plus, they had homes. They had homes to go to. There's a place in Halifax, Maritime Reptile Zoo, was willing and ready to take them. They did not ship them there. And they called CASA. CASA agreed, or they recommended that they go to Maritime Reptile Zoo. No, they just ignored it and put the animals down.
CASA
being alligators
the Canadian Zoological Association, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, just
checking. They had a recommendation from one of the representatives, I'm not exactly sure who, but they said, we're ready to ship them to Halifax. Okay. And nope, these guys here said nope, and they put them down. So them saying that they had no place for it, crap.
Interesting. Tim, thank you for your perspective.
If you have any questions, you can go ahead and shoot and ask me if you got any questions at all.
Yeah, I mean,
Do you still currently work there?
Obviously not.
Well, no, I mean,
okay.
up until the incident. Yeah,
that's what I mean, up until the incident.
No, I stopped working in 2011 for personal issues, but
okay.
I was still always there every week. Like the Nile Crocodile, he had a Nile Crocodile, which went down to the Halifax Zoo, the Maritime Reptile Zoo in Halifax.
Uh-huh.
Jean-Claude called me, he said, can you come catch this crocodile? Because, I'm the only one who had the balls to do it. So I went down, sure, not a problem. Caught him and put him in the box and shipped him away. Just a couple of weeks ago, Jean-Claude called me and he says, the rock python needs to be cleaned because he had hired an intern or whatever it is, like a girl that was doing it for school or whatever, and she didn't want to touch it. And JC, he really didn't want to touch it. He said, can you come down and catch the rock? Not a problem. I went down, I caught the rock, put him in his spare cage. They cleaned the cage and everything.
Hey, Tim, listen, I'm not going to put you on the spot, dude, because it's not what we do.
You can ask me whatever you want.
No,
it's all good.
No, listen, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I wanted to ask you, would you want to talk to Brian on the line? He's on the line and he wants to talk. Do you want to talk to him?
Who's that, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, shoot.
All right, hold on. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the line with Tim.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm assuming you've heard what Tim has been saying, right?
A lot of it. Our computer went bad, so I called in. But I heard a lot of it.
And did you have something
I definitely
want
to talk to him. I want it to be calm, but I want to talk to him.
Yeah, please, let's just be respectful and calm, okay guys?
Yeah, no problem. There's no question about that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Brian. What did you have to say?
Okay. Well, what's his name? Tim?
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim Thomas.
Like the hockey player.
It is
okay.
American.
Like the hockey player. Why do you think a veterinarian didn't kill them? Just because
I have my speculations.
But you weren't there.
I wasn't there. I for some reason I just don't believe it.
Do you really mean that the provincial government of New Brunswick would not pay a veterinarian to euthanize them?
Okay, were you there when it happened?
Did I watch them being euthanized? I saw some of it. I was busy doing other stuff. I didn't really want to watch that either, if you want to know the truth.
Okay, well, let me ask you another question. I know the vet in Campbellton. We have two. Can you give me the name of the vet that actually did that?
No, but I could get it.
Okay, I'd like to know that because I talked to JC, and I said what I heard on the news, which is a vet that went down there. Now, our best vet in Campbellton is Latin.
The news says whatever it wants to say. The news is you don't get your information there at all.
Unless it's Urban Jungles Radio.
Sure, hang on. No, I'm sure Kaza did say that they can go to the Nova Scotia Reptile Zoo.
Yes, they did.
And I think, and the federal government did too.
But yes, they did.
The provincial government in Nova Scotia said no, and so did the provincial government in New Brunswick. That has nothing to do with me.
Wow.
No, but how can they have the heart? How can they have the heart
to
put down these alligators?
Well, Tim,
go ahead and speak.
So, Tim, what Brian's saying is important, though. I understand you're saying, you know, you have the heart to put down the alligators, but, you know, Brian argues that there was no place for them to go, and because over at the Maritime Marine Center, they did not have permission from the provincial government. I mean, that's kind of a big barrier there, man.
It is, true. But even they know that they've seen the size of these gators,
whoa, buddy. What do you mean true? So then what you just said is a lie, then?
No, there's no lie in that. There's no lie in that. Maybe
well,
if some...
Well,
if
get
some...
your story straight. Get your story straight, because what you just said is Kaza gave permission. I agreed that they very well might have. I haven't talked to them. Kaza sent out a list to every zoo to get rid of the animals that we got the first list of. The alligators were on that. No one could accept them. Maybe Kaza called the Maritimes Reptile Zoo and then phoned back and said, well, they can take them. But both municipal the provincial governments would not say yes.
Well, what about the place in Ontario? I don't know the name. My brother is the one who told me. He says there's a woman in Ontario that owns a zoo, and she was ready, willing, and able to take every animal that was in there. She was ready to take them out, and she was still waiting. And she never got no phone call about them being euthanized. Nothing. She was expecting the reptiles to go there. Now, let me ask you this. Like I was talking a while ago, okay? Everybody that was down there that night, 2 days ago, last night, they made a statement saying we're getting them out and we're going to get a place for them. And why didn't they already have a place before they made that statement? Why didn't they already have a place before they came down with that big-ass truck? I know there was a lot of animals to take out.
I can tell you why right now. We didn't have an idea what was there. The only animal.
So whenever you guys get a phone call, they don't tell you that there's 10-foot alligators in there?
You know what they told us? Is there was alligators and green iguanas, and they couldn't identify the rest of the collection.
But they never gave you no size.
Nah, and Danny's even seen the list. He could probably read it right now of what we got. We only knew
some. Well, then there's some screw-up somewhere, because somebody should be giving you guys sizes to know what kind of vehicle to bring down to, to transport these animals.
Tim, that was one of the
points. Damn right. Why do you think I was asking on my Facebook for pictures of this place?
Hold on, Bri. Tim, that was actually one of the points of contention that we talked about earlier in your interview with Bri, is the fact that the people who were the professionals on site couldn't positively identify the animals. In fact, they were telling him things like sea turtles and, you know, all kinds of other crazy stuff was there, which ended up not eating there.
And you know why? Because I seen the news today, and they got 15, 16, or 19-year-old punks from Moncton Zoo that has no clue what they're doing. That's the whole fact of it. They had little punks that had no clue what they're doing. That's why nobody was brave enough. Nobody had the balls to go in those cages and capture these creatures.
Why did we capture the most dangerous ones then? Answer that.
Oh, I seen you guys take him out with you guys had two ropes around his neck with poles. I seen that on the news. But, yeah, okay, good job at that. But of course you guys captured him because it belongs to the government. It's not
right,
JC's
guys.
Animal.
No, it
it's the government's animal.
All right, guys, listen.
No,
guys,
it
gentlemen.
Belongs to the, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to have
to
stop you. Yeah, I'm going to have to stop you guys both because we're running out of time. But listen, Bri, I appreciate you calling back to clarify some stuff, all right, man? Get some rest.
Let this guy call me. Give him my number after the show.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
You guys are talking to each other without me on the line.
Hey, no,
what are you talking about? Get out of here.
Hey, listen, can I get Bri's number?
Yeah, I'll give you his number. Don't worry. All right, hold on.
All right,
Bri, thanks. Don't worry. All right.
Anyways, I'll be calm if you guys want, and I'll still talk if you got any other questions. That's not a problem.
All right, Tim, thank you very much for your very animated and very passionate talk about what
I'm very passionate about these animals. They were half my life, so, I mean, you know what I mean?
I
said what I had
that,
to say. And,
thank you.
But, yeah,
I'd really
like to get Bri's number.
Okay, you know what, we'll set up a chat. We'll talk all together.
Yeah, we'll set up another show.
I don't give away entertainment for free, son. You gotta be on the show with me if you're gonna talk to Bri.
Okay, not a problem.
All right, Tim Thomas, like the hockey player. Thank you very much, and catch you soon, bro.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Later.
Like many of our jungle junkies, I keep reptiles as pets, which often require specialized care. When it comes to buying equipment and supplies and even foods, I hate going to big box stores and paying inflated prices. And as much as I love mom and pop pet shops, they often don't carry the variety or sometimes even the quality of products that I need. That's why when I'm looking for the best stuff for my pets, I get it from MaxPet.net. At MaxPet, I can pick up anything from light bulbs and tanks to filters, supplements, bedding, even live feeders. Patrick and his knowledgeable employees can help you find all you need, and the best part is that they're way cheaper than what you would pay retail at a chain store. So make sure you check out maxpet.net on the internet and visit them at East Coast Reptile shows near you. MaxPet.net is a proud sponsor of Urban Jungles Radio.
My Jungle Junkies. Another one for the archives. Hey, just for the record, Sean Hatzlack, when I said Cubans are vicious, I was talking about Cuban women, not crocodiles. Just get it straight. Okay. Anyway, thank you, Jungle Junkies, for joining us once again for another spectacular show. Thanks to Brian Loist. Thanks to Grant Crossman, Grant Ankerman. Thanks to Tim Thomas who joined us.
Like the hockey player.
Yeah, like the hockey player. Thank you guys all for listening and joining. Obviously, I tried to lay out this whole very confusing wad of information out for you to unravel and do with it as you may. And I'm hoping I did a little bit of that for you. Maybe you heard something this evening that will give you a little bit of clarification, but more than likely it will just raise more questions in your mind, much like it has ours. You know, you guys have been waiting for my opinion on this whole situation, and it's really complicated and convoluted, probably beyond the scope of even an entire half-hour show. But, I mean, what I got to say is I have to agree with the experts this evening, and it's kind of what I've been thinking all the way along, is that we just have to kind of sit back a little bit and just watch this develop more before we come to any conclusions. And in the meantime, the most important thing we can do is to spread the proper information. Try not to speculate on stuff. Try not to come up with crazy conspiracy theories, as true as it could possibly be. Don't get me wrong. But for the most part, I think we just need to kind of sit on our hands a little bit and wait, and then come up with a plan of attack, a positive PR plan of attack, a way of letting the public know that reptile keepers are not some crazy group of social outcasts or, you know, people who get a rise out of walking around with something big and dangerous or keeping something big and dangerous in your home. Most of the time, our animals are just as beloved to us as your cats and even your yucky cats or even your dogs. No, it's true. I think that there's no differentiation. We're all passionate about our animals, and we just need to convey that in the proper way to the public. So in the meantime, just try to hang back a little bit. Get the right information. If you're anything like me, you have tons of friends and family who are hearing about this story on the news and are coming to you like, oh, my God, did you ever hear this? Yes, I did hear about it. And here's the situation. These snakes can be defensive. You know, this situation happened. Unfortunately, the children were exposed to this or that. And, you know, it just happened. And, you know, you can try to do your best to explain it from a scientific or factual point of view, but try to really kind of not speculate wildly, or unless you have a degree in, you know, medical sciences, try not to speculate on what went wrong, especially for those of you out there who have access to the media. If for any reason you know are going to represent the hobby, please just think about what you say. As some have learned painfully this week, they are not going to necessarily view it in the best light and use your words in the best way.
And they'll use your own words against you. Like, absolutely. You have to think about not just what's good for your pocket. You need to think about what's good for the community as a whole. As, you know, as it was said tonight by a couple people, you know, it's about education. It's about education, proper education. And, you know, to be passionate is one thing. To speak with passion is one thing. I've seen a lot of people posting and speaking coming from emotion. Now, it's definitely hard to keep the two separated, but it's more important to speak with passion, not emotion, because emotions are killer when it comes down to it, man. I mean, that's all I can really say. I mean, everything else is just going to go overtime, so can't do that.
Thank you, Junkies, for listening to the Urban Jungles Radio Show. Please, spread the good word and share this show with everybody. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thank you.
Take care.